Good morning, a Wednesday morning with Miles Reed. He's the editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Let's start with the Niskayuna School Board, a five-year superintendent contract extension.
It was a packed house last night, the Niskayuna School Board meeting. It was their regular meeting, and there was a big turnout because on Friday, right before the Memorial Day weekend, the board, the district posted a notice that they were going to extend the contract of the district superintendent, Cosmo Tangora, a five-year extension. And so there was a big turnout last night, and there were a lot of speakers who spoke out and asked the board to hold off on this decision. They were very critical of the board to going ahead on voting on this. And their biggest complaint among the folks who spoke was that this comes just 3 weeks after a very raucous school board meeting where dozens of speakers got there and talked about what they described as a morale crisis in the district. There were lots of all the different bargaining units for the unions, the teachers union, the bus drivers, maintenance, et cetera, talking about a morale crisis. There were a lot of parents asked questions too, and there has been quite a bit of strife within the district. So last night, many speakers got up there and said, table this decision right now to have this happen so soon after this meeting where we've aired all these issues, where there's been criticism about communication within the district and with the superintendent's handling of complaints from staff, et cetera, which many of these speakers say went unheard. So there were many of these folks, despite many complaints last night, the board voted unanimously to extend the contract 5 years for Tangora. So that takes him out through 2024. The salary this summer goes to $197,300, and eventually it'll get up to like $215,000, so he'll get 2% raises. So the salary issue was not the biggest contention. It more had to do with Tangora's leadership. The district and the board members yesterday said that despite these criticisms and the complaints, they were confident in extending Tangora's contract 5 years. And what they cite is that it's really important to have some kind of stability and leadership in the district in general, but especially at this time when there's a lot going on in terms of changes within the district. And so they said that they're pleased with Tangora's focus on the students and his forward-looking academic programs and his stewardship of the assets and taxpayer dollars. So they were confident. They went ahead and voted on that. But this is certainly a district where there's quite a bit of strife going on.
So, Miles, a terrible drunken driving accident Saturday, double fatal in Clifton Park, and twice the legal limit.
Yeah, so what we found out yesterday in following up on the case against this Cahoes man, Dickie Wynn, is that he's blood alcohol content tested twice the legal limit, 0.16%. So this happened in broad daylight. It was Saturday afternoon, busy Memorial Day weekend, and the state troopers say that Wynn was driving south on Route 9 in Clifton Park, and he just slammed his pickup into a car that was parked with about five people, and it killed two people in there, a husband and wife from New York City. So Wynn will be back in Clifton Park Town Court today. He's faced with a number of charges, including aggravated vehicular homicide. He's pleaded not guilty so far, but he'll be there to answer the charges before the judge. It's a very sad case, and yesterday we were there again at the scene. There's a memorial that has been placed there, two crosses in the name of the husband and wife who died.
Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joining us.